ACCA Audio Catechism, questions 64 through 96. Question 64. How many commandments did God give on Mount Sinai? 10 commandments. Question 65. What are the 10 commandments sometimes called? God's moral law. Question 66. What do the first four commandments teach? Our duty to God. Question 67. What do the last six commandments teach? Our duty to our fellow men. Question 68. What is the sum of the Ten Commandments? To love God with all my heart and my neighbor as myself. Question 69. Who is your neighbor? All my fellow men are my neighbors. Question 70. Is God pleased with those who love and obey Him? Yes, He says, I love them that love me. Question 71. Is God pleased with those who do not love and obey Him? No, God is angry with the wicked every day. Question 72. What is the first commandment? The first commandment is, you shall have no other gods before me. Question 73. What does the first commandment teach us? To worship God only. Question 74. What is the second commandment? The second commandment is, you shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. Question 75. What does the second commandment teach us? To worship God in the right way and to avoid idolatry. What is the third commandment? The third commandment is, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Question 77. What does the third commandment teach us? to reverence God's name, word, and works. Question 78. What is the fourth commandment? The fourth commandment is, remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Question 79. What does the fourth commandment teach us? To keep the Sabbath holy. Question 80. What day of the week is the Christian Sabbath? The first day of the week, called the Lord's Day. Question 81. Why is it called the Lord's Day? Because on that day, Christ rose from the dead. Question 82. How should the Sabbath be kept? In prayer and praise, in hearing and reading God's word, and in doing good to our fellow men. Question 83. What is the fifth commandment? The fifth commandment is, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Question 84. What does the fifth commandment teach us? To love and obey our parents. Question 85. What is the sixth commandment? The sixth commandment is, you shall not murder. Question 86. What does the sixth commandment teach us? To avoid hatred. Question 87. What is the seventh commandment? The seventh commandment is, you shall not commit adultery. Question 88. What does the seventh commandment teach us? To be pure in heart, language, and conduct. Question 89. What is the eighth commandment? The eighth commandment is, you shall not steal. Question 90. What does the eighth commandment teach us? To be honest, and not to take the things of others. Question 91. What is the ninth commandment? The ninth commandment is, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Question 92. What does the ninth commandment teach us? To tell the truth and not to speak evil of others. Question 93. What is the tenth commandment? The tenth commandment is, you shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Question 94. What does the tenth commandment teach us? To be content with what we have. Question 95. Can any man keep these Ten Commandments perfectly? No mere man, since the fall of Adam, ever did or can keep the Ten Commandments perfectly. Question 96. Of what use are the Ten Commandments to us? They teach us our duty and show us our need of a Savior.